Hydraulic fracking, or simply fracking, is a method of extracting oil and natural gas from rock and hard ground by forcing fluids into the ground, pushing the oil and gas out where it's then pumped to the surface. Fracking is controversial and could be coming to Washtenaw County and other areas of southeast Michigan. This is Issues of the Environment on WEMU, and our guest this week is Mitchell Rode of the group KnowPaxton.com. Good morning, Mitchell, and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, first, tell us about this group, KnowPaxton.com. As I understand it, Paxton refers to an oil and gas exploration company.
Yes, sir. We're actually a small group of landowners out in Lodi Township and around Saline that's been approached by this Paxton company to try to lease our mineral rights. And for the most part, we're trying to educate the folks that are out there so they know what the issues are involved in leasing their mineral rights and what could potentially be the upsides and the downsides.
Well, obviously, money plays a big role here. We'll get to that in a minute. Hydrofracking is already occurring or is expected to occur in 34 states now. It's already going on in northern Michigan. What are some of the major concerns?
Well, the major concerns it's actually manyfold. I mean, certainly things like groundwater contamination, folks that have wells in rural areas being contaminated by the chemicals used in the fracturing process, but also things as wild and crazy as what happened in Youngstown, Ohio, just recently in the past week or two, where they had an earthquake over New Year's Eve. They've had over 10 earthquakes over the past year in Youngstown, and it seems to be as a result of hydraulic fracturing.
Well, can you tell us what some of the chemicals are that are involved that are of such concern?
Oh, there's diesel fuel, benzene, toluene. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's something like 500 different chemicals that are used in the process in various combinations. These chemicals are pumped into the ground to help kind of loosen things up, and they're pumped under pressure. And this kind of thing is what concerns landowners that, like I said, do depend on wells, that these chemicals are going to leach their way one way or another out into their wells.
Obviously dangerous to human health if ingested, contaminated the wells. This is already going on in some parts of the western United States. I think many have seen the video where a fella actually is able to light his tap water on fire near a fracking area. Well, we still need more oil and more gas, as this country remains heavily dependent on natural gas and oil in its many forms to power virtually everything we do. That's the opposite argument. Many people claim fracking is safe.
Well, you know, I think that most scientists are coming to the bringing forward evidence that isn't so safe, and that the ones that are saying that it's safe typically are the ones that have financial interests in the process itself. You know, when you look at what's gone on in Pennsylvania and New York and other places, it's a pretty bad scene, and folks are encountering some bad side effects. Moreover, it doesn't even have to be this hydraulic fracturing process. Even things like enhanced recovery use chemicals, and right here in Washtenaw County, using things like hydrochloric and nitric acid, pumping it in the ground to loosen up the materials and get the stuff back up to the surface.
Are you saying that's happening right now?
Oh yeah, it has happened and it is happening. So.
Okay, for what purpose then?
To extract oil and gas resources.
Okay, so what do we know about any oil and gas reserves here in Washtenaw County? That's something we don't hear about.
Yeah, you know, and that's funny because I'm by no means a geologist. I'm an engineer that's just been learning about this over the past 2 to 3 months. Up toward northern Michigan, there's in the UP, there's a tremendous amount of oil and gas resources. Down in Washtenaw County, it seems to be smaller plays, these are smaller reserves. But as the price of these things go up and down, it becomes more and more economically feasible or justified or of interest to these companies to go after them. So while you don't have your, say, Chesapeake Energies here right now drilling in every corner, you have little companies like Paxton Resources representing perhaps some slightly larger companies and trying to get in on these smaller plays and make a little bit of money.
All right. Your group, KnowPaxton.com, is trying to educate landowners, as you said, about local mineral rights, the leasing procedures and regulations. What are some of the key things that landowners need to know?
Well, some of the things that people need to know are things like when you sign a lease, a lot of the leases that are presented to landowners are fairly one-sided. They contain provisions that are definitely in the interest of the oil company and not in the interest of the landowner. For instance, liability reasons, that you are on the hook for a lot of liabilities with regard to what goes on in your property and what goes on with the oil and gas until it reaches, let's say, the refinery. Moreover, there are things about, obviously, contamination of your ground, contamination of your land that really aren't covered. And certainly these companies are not going to help you should some bad side effects occur. probably lastly is things like financial, where you've got your mortgage. In a lot of cases, if you sign one of these mineral rights leases, you're ending up in a position where, in a lot of cases, you're defaulting on your mortgage because banks are not interested in having this stuff occur, certainly without their permission.
All right. So one of the first things you should do if you're approached about the mineral rights on your property is check with your bank or your mortgage holder.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can imagine that these folks are very concerned about potential liability and spills on your property and what that would mean to the value of your home. So, you know, the banks co-own your home when you have the mortgage, and they have an interest there, and they're not too cool with things going wrong there.
Well, let's clarify, too. This type of thing goes on with landowners, not just homeowners.
Absolutely. This is homeowners for folks that have homes on the land where the rights are being leased, as well as the landowners who just have big tracts of land. And out in Lodi Township, where we are, there's both. There's large farms, there's large tracts of land, there's places where there are lots of homes in a dense way, and then there's everything in between.
Well, how are you approached? You know, what are these companies typically... How do they introduce themselves? What are the kinds of things that they say or offer or propose?
Well, this is exactly how I get into this. Is about 3 months ago, I got a lease in the mail with a cover letter said, sign here and you'll get money. 2 days later, we've got aggressive salespeople going door to door around our area trying to convince people to do leases and frankly representing themselves in a way that I've never encountered in my business career. But they go door to door trying to convince people and tell them all your neighbors have signed, but you haven't signed, so you should sign. And in many cases, that simply isn't true. And so, you know, we've been talking to the neighbors, we've been getting together and comparing notes, and we find out that that there have been, let's say, a few misrepresentations here and there.
Well, what are they offering in terms of money? Is it a lot of money, a little bit of money? I mean, if your land happens to cough up a rather significant deposit of natural gas or oil, that's certainly money for the company.
It depends on who you are and where you are. So, you know, it's unknown what kind of amount of oil is necessarily under the or in the drilling unit that you're at. But for instance, for a homeowner, they might offer $75 an acre as an upfront fee and then some sort of cut of the royalties should this thing produce. The cuts are fairly standard, though they can be negotiated. And in fact, if anyone's been approached, you should know everything in the lease is negotiable. Nothing is non-negotiable. So certainly don't believe any stories to the otherwise. But, you know, what we're talking about is, you know, it may be as small as, you know, a couple hundred dollars and maybe as large as thousands and thousands of dollars. We simply don't know. But I think our main argument is that, or one of my points that I like to make to landowners is, you know, how much risk are you going to take for the potential payoff that you may gain?
Now, they're approaching homeowners to test the soil to see if it can produce oil or natural gas? Or is this an actual lease then where they would own the mineral rights?
Well, some testing goes on without the homeowner's permission along the roads. Some requires the homeowner's permission. In a lot of cases, like in my case, we simply got a lease in the mail. And a lot of the folks I'm talking with had never heard of any of this stuff until they got a lease in the mail said sign here. And so it kind of varies. But, you know, I think that once you sign away your rights in a lease, pretty much you're done. And they can be on your property for 50, 60, 75 years, pretty much with impunity. And that is a very scary thing.
Mitchell Rode is with the group KnowPaxton.com. 2 weeks from now, we'll hear from the opposite point of view right here on Issues of the Environment, a weekly feature during Morning Edition produced in cooperation with the Washtenaw County Division of Environmental Health. Thank you very much, Mitchell.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is 89.1 WEMU.